Burning it all out now.
No, here we go. I'm pressing the button. Hold on there. And I go up to here, and I press this button.
60.
There we go.
59. 58.
This is a countdown to the
Slade and Mason show.
So excited. It's going to be a countdown to the Slade and Mason show. 50,
49, 48. Okay. Listening to the countdown to the Slade and Mason show.
Okay. Slade and Mason show. It's going to be just wonderful.
Countdown.
We'll have JD over here.
I'll talk to you when we start the show about what happened today.
We'll have Dan Mason over here. Can we get these boys coffee, please?
29.
Freddie, can you call the caterer? We need some coffee for these boys.
22. Continue now.
Don't give me lip.
Mason show.
Mason takes it black.
Stand by. 16. As we are now.
I like it like I like my women. Light and sweet.
JD likes it like his women. Light and sweet.
7. 6.
Hurry up. I think the guy's ending. Hurry up. My coffee. Here we go.
1.
Now broadcasting from the Dan Mason Studios, deep in the heart of Virginia, it's the Slade and Mason Show.
Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack. Quack, 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 quack.
I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show.
Bye, everybody. Have a great week.
All right. Yes, there we go. Thank you.
Quack, 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 quack.
All right. Anyway.
What a parade.
Who's the leader of the club that's made for you and me?
Bob the Builder, can we fix it?
Jockey strap. Oh, I'm sorry.
All right. This is the Slade and Mason Show. It's all about you and us.
Yeah, you haven't figured that out already.
It's identical to a radio program.
It is not even close.
Where we share with you news stories and things we see throughout the week. Sometimes we share the news. Hey, it's our take on it. We're just sharing with you things we're seeing and thinking of out of our brain cells.
Piss off, man.
And clearly something you'd never hear on the radio. We're just here to have fun. Don't take it too seriously. Just enjoy all the music you're listening to. All the music you're listening to is brought to you by Dana Music, unless we tell you otherwise. Don't forget to check out that page on Instagram page. I looked, and apparently there are some people visiting there. Enjoy that picture from 2016. It's
because we don't look anything like that now.
No, nothing like that. Hey, make sure you tell your friends, neighborhood cops, people you see in the streets that you're listening to the Slade Mason Show. Also, it would be really cool if you would share this link in your social media group. That way, people would unfriend you, of course, because you've shared with them a terrible program. But it'll help our sponsors, like I See Something, I See Treats. So do that, and JD will send you $50.
And to the children in the audience listening, now you go to your mother and pocketbook. And you look
no, don't do that. Don't do that. No, no, no. Bad idea. Bad
idea.
And then
send them to Dan Mason.
P.O. Box 9022. No, don't do that. Don't do that.
Somebody reminded me of Soupy Sales this week. Soupy Sales, of course, was a great comedian, a very funny man. And he was the originator of that getting kids to send their.
By the way, I just thought I'd bring it to your attention. He is still dead.
Yes, he's still dead. Yeah, I'm unfortunately, like I said, you know, we glanced over Gavin McLeod's passing, you know, I mean, it was really kind of sad, but here's the thing. This guy, thanks to Captain Steubing, he had a job the rest of his life.
Yeah.
Because not only after the television show ended, you know, he went to work for Carnival Cruise Lines.
I did not know that.
Yes. See again.
What
you
do you
gotta do your homework when you're doing one of these shows, because you never know when somebody's gonna say, "Hey, what did he do after he?"
He died.
Yeah, he died. Yeah, well, yeah. Whatever it was.
Next question.
I don't think we've lost any legends this week. I think it's been pretty quiet. But I tell you what, hey, Queen's Watch.
Oh, she, yeah.
She's 95 years old. It's like I saw her taking a stroll on video last week, and yeah, she's not far behind Philip, man.
Well, she, you know, that's normal. That's normal, because if you think about it, when you lose your partner, stuff.
Not me, man. I lost mine. It's like, I was like, all right, there's 180 pounds of dead weight.
Not like that. Oh, you ding dong.
Oh,
what
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
You just.
No, I've only lost one partner that way. And yeah, it was very, very crushing. So I cannot imagine 72 years.
Yeah.
I mean, picking up this guy's dirty socks.
Can we not find the hamper for just once?
Go ahead.
And that's in private, but in public, he's got to walk two steps behind her.
All the time.
I don't get me started, because the monarchy is still raw in my tongue. Because Meghan Markle is a pig.
Wow. Just, hey, don't candy coat it. Come on. What do you want to say?
I am not going to candy coat it. You know what? Here's why I I'm not in the royal family. I am so far removed from the royal family that, you know, it's not even funny. Mm-hmm. But even I know that if you get into that family, your life is screwed.
Yes. Well.
And so Meghan Markle is trying to profess that, I didn't know that it was going to be so demanding.
Oh, get over it, girl.
Bull hooky.
Yeah,
like I said, all you had to do, you didn't even have to look hard, because Princess Diana has been pushed in our face for the last 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, again, you could have found out the story. You could have asked some bum on the street and he'd have been able to tell you, yeah, Princess Diana, man, she was really taunted by those people.
Hey, JD.
Yeah.
Is this your morning rant, by the way?
No, as a matter of fact, believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh. Because
I haven't even gotten into the morning.
You just
rant,
got right out of it, baby.
Yay, listen, you started me on this. So it's like, you know, you got to take the wrath of Slade.
Mm-hmm.
But no, okay. I do have a rant, my friend. I do.
All right. What is it? What's your rant?
All right. Well, here we go. Just
because it's morning time and they have to have JD's morning rant.
You know,
because otherwise we wait for the afternoon, then be JD's afternoon rant.
Can you
and
hear
that
this?
Would make any sense.
Can you hear this?
What?
Can you hear it?
Can I hear what?
Wait a minute.
Sound.
Oh, whoa. Something's going on.
It's so loud.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
And those are cicadas, man.
Oh, yeah.
Forever a week now.
And
it'll probably continue for another 2 to 3 weeks.
Awesome.
I mean, you know.
Wish I had it.
It's like in some parts of the upper state near, you know, Northern Virginia, it's like, They're like dive bombing into windshields.
Going, are you a girl?
listen, if you just throw water on the windshield, it's going to actually stick to the windshield.
Yeah, don't do that.
Because they're really, really gross creatures. It's like, so, but anyway, I bring them up because, oh, I have found so many things that you are just going to love about those little buggers.
Yeah.
WATE says the Inskip Grill in Knoxville, Tennessee is selling a cicada burger. Now, the restaurant's Facebook page reads, the Brood X Burger features two smash patties, cheddar cheese, deep-fried cicada patty with a drizzle of house picante. The Brood X Burger will not emerge again until 2038. All right. Now, once you've gotten the meal into you, you know you got to have dessert. And cicada ice cream is selling out.
Mm-hmm.
The Princeton Patch says that the Bent Spoon Ice Cream Shop in Princeton, New Jersey has sold out of their cicada chocolate chip flavor.
Thank God.
Oh, you know, are you a fan of Italian food, Dan?
Ah, yeah, I love a good Italian food.
Dan?
Yes, a good Italian food.
Oh, there you go. I just had to figure out where you are.
Right. You muted me. I got muted.
Right, well, WCMH says Ohio State University professor Dr. David Shetlar is going viral because of his cicada fettuccine dish. All right, wait a minute. I got to get rid of this because
he's
I
pressing
got,
buttons.
I got noise coming through
he's
here.
Playing and pressing buttons, boys.
All right, hold on, yeah. I'm taking care of it as soon as I can. There we go.
Still
that's
going.
A nice little jingle. It's like to make you feel good and all, homie. All right, anyway, back to my stories about
pizza.
All this great eating.
Pizza.
It's cicada fettuccine. Ugh. Now, he harvested garlic, snow peas, and sage from his garden before catching the cicadas. Now, David fries the ingredients together in bacon fat. He then adds Alfredo sauce and ate the dish with friends.
Well, of course, anything with bacon makes it taste better. Even
way.
Cicadas. Yeah.
Like I say, it's incredible how much stuff I found this week.
Yeah.
Owner Gabrielle Carboni. She says she grounds the cicadas into a fine powder.
Makes a delicious coffee.
After many days of blanching, cooking, and dehydrating, we made the protein powder. We then added that to the tempered chocolate and made big, beautiful blocks to use as chocolate chips. We made around 5 gallons of ice cream, and they sold under an hour. We saved some to sell at the store the next day. When we opened, we sold out in 15 minutes. This is extra special for us because the Brut X last emerged in 2004. This year, we opened our store in Princeton. We wanted to do something special this year, so it was so nice to have this opportunity.
And then
Are
the next day, the
Are
FDA came and
me?
Shut them down. So,
look.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. The human digestive system has nothing to do with eating bugs.
Now, wait a minute. Now, listen, I like shrimp.
Don't get me wrong. And I understand that if taken in the right way, they could be fooling you into thinking you're eating shrimp.
Yeah.
But no, they're not. Because I look at my food very carefully before I put it in my mouth.
Now, wait a minute. When's the last time you've seen a fresh shrimp?
I can't tell you when I saw the fresh shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot, because I don't think you can get fresh shrimp.
Oh yeah, you can. There's a Mexican market down the road from us. They sell fresh shrimp. There's a place up in Northern Virginia. Yep, they sell fresh shrimp.
They probably sell you that's hissing cockroaches too.
And if you think the bug eyes on a cicada are ugly, you go take a look at a shrimp. Them scary. That's why they behead them.
Because they're just too ugly.
They
to
are
looking at.
Ugly, ugly, ugly little creatures. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, and I have one more thing. Mm. I knew that this was going to come about eventually. Mm. We are a society that has to find ways to extend and excite the pleasure zone in our brain cells. Mm. So now you have people who are eating cicadas in order to get high. Now, listen, don't laugh. Some people are eating cicadas because they believe that they will get high from them. All right, listen, geniuses, and listen carefully. Ohio State University professor David Shetler tells WCMH that a person would need to eat 100 infected cicadas to feel any kind of euphoria. The cicadas would have to be infected with a fungi in order to produce that feeling. So, you know, forget it. There's not going to be getting any high off eating cicadas. And if you do it, it's like, I'm going to be the one who's going to be laughing when they bury you.
It's
Thank
great.
You very much.
It's great. Yeah. I. Go,
like I said, who in the hell decided that we should be sitting around here picking bugs out of the ground and eating them?
The same people who decide we should be picking bugs out of the ocean and eating them.
Yeah, well, see, again, that there you people are.
These are French. The French know how to do it. Even though they're
French. They're weird anyway. Like, you know, the French are annoying.
You just have to behead it and then you put it into the hot water. It's like shrimp.
It is not a jackhammer. It is a jackhammer.
Why did my French accent become Russian? Anyway,
Oh, listen, because next week, you know, the president's going to be sitting down with that murderer.
We'll see how this rolls.
I love saying that because, you know, the president called him a murderer.
Yeah, I know.
And then somebody in NBC decided, well, we're going to have a press conference with him. Let's just ask him, are you a murderer? They did. They did. They asked him if he was a murderer.
And he's like, and no. Of course,
here's what he went. He said, yo.
I am Vladimir Putin. I am here to squash America. Next question, please.
I mean, you know, when you take a look at Putin, that guy doesn't look like you would trust him to do nothing. I mean, that guy just looks like he's a bug.
Yeah, he's not going to be babysitting your kids anytime soon.
No. Nor will he be house sitting for me or any of those kind of things. It's like And he's trying to become emperor for life or whatever that thing they call it. You know,
I was fairly elected over again. 99.9%. I don't understand how it works all the time.
Is that not interesting? Yeah,
nobody wants to oppose me. It's the weirdest thing I think of. Every morning I wake up, I go, Vladimir, why are you so wonderful? Why do people think best of you? I don't know. It's a good thing, but I love Russia. Russia loves me. That's all we have to worry about, you know.
See this guy running around shirtless on a horse riding to the town square. Yeah.
The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. It's a good joke, no?
Here's a Russian cutaway. Ring, ring, ring. Approved by government. Ring, ring, ring. Hello. Ed, is your refrigerator running? Yes. You're a very lucky man. Click.
Turn off your electric. We need to conserve electric throughout the country. What's your problem?
All right. So anyway.
War declared on us by the Russian man.
Like now we're in deep, deep trouble because they have those deep, deep state.
Oh, well, you know, I want them to hack the show. I really do. Listen, you guys, come on, hack the Slade Invasion show, please.
Just please put up your own proletarian stories. Yes, it's good.
Okay, so, hello.
Yes, you know, I was thinking when we were talking about Russia, it's like, you know, again, people really, they really need to think. When you live in the United States, you really do have it pretty damn good.
Yeah, you do. You do.
Because, like I say, there are some countries where women, if you open your mouth the wrong way, we're going to stone you. And not that good stone that has it rolled up in papers.
Which is coming in July 1st, by the way.
That's right.
Good segue, huh? Okay, so anyway.
I'm getting my sitting porch ready, by the way. I'm going to have a sitting porch.
A sitting porch.
And every day, every afternoon, I'm going to sit on my porch. And you know the close approximation that I am to a certain radio station.
Yes, I do. You can just say, hey, this is very delightful that I'm enjoying.
I got to tell you a quick story about that. Wait a minute. Okay.
Can you Rena talk about
it? Go ahead. Rena Dodgers.
Okay.
She was my buddy Boogie came into the station one afternoon. And Rena Dodgers happened to be in the building. And so when Boogie left, Rena Dodgers said to Bank Tells, do you smell that? And did Frank try to protect the innocent? No. He said, yeah, that's probably Boogie. Right under the bus, man. Just the rear wheels, man. Under the front and the rear wheels.
I don't know. I got to tell you, sometimes I've walked down my front door and I go, so anyway, I was going to.
Yep. Hey.
What the? Someone in the neighborhood is, that's really you early in the morning.
You wait until July 1st, man. You're going to be amazed at the people you're going to fight.
You know, boys and girls, when it's the following morning after July 4th, it's July 5th, and everywhere you go, it smells like gunpowder. Well, July 1st, you might not want to go outside. You won't be able to drive your vehicle.
Get away from it. You think that the coronavirus pandemic was something.
You'll need to wear two N95 masks.
Oh no, we're going to adapt the N95 mask into hookahs.
So what happens if it's so severe? Wait a minute. What happens if it's so severe that I can't walk outside without getting high?
You're just going to have one hell of a good time. You just make sure that you have French onion dip and Ruffles.
And Ruffles. Because Ruffles have ridges.
And if you get the Cool Ranch Doritos, they're really good.
So, again, this brings up the question. Ruffled have ridged? Oh, we're not going down that path again. Forget them.
No, we're not going down. Ruffles have ridges. Yes. But I'm telling you, listen, you know, it's like and I don't mean to be morbid, but it's like, you know, again, here's the way my luck goes. On June 30th, I'm going to have that massive heart attack and die.
And I'll come over to your house and you'll be lying there like this. And I go, Ma!
He knew it. All that JD Slade. He's so funny. Look at that. You died. Oh my God.
Man, did he time it.
The next day, of course, will be a national holiday of mourning. Everyone will have to. Every person in the United States will have to fire up a joint at 4:20.
Thursday,
in remembrance of that great authoritarian leader, Joseph Stalin Slade.
That would be so funny. That'd be so funny. Do you think he could do it? What do you think? That would be hilarious. Can you do it? Can you do it? Do you think he can?
I could wake up and find myself dead. Wouldn't that be something? Well, you know, but anyway, that's, you know, like I say, I'm not planning on it, but it's like, I'm getting ready just in case.
Oh, okay.
So I'm making sure I smoke plenty in advance.
Okay. Make sure you got clean underwear on just in case.
Oh, yes. Hey, yes, sir. Hey, no, so, sir. Well, they're only clean until you pass on, and then it's like everything releases.
Everything releases. I have to tell you, I was, oh my gosh. So I was vacuuming and I had the
large vacuum cleaner
and I was moving from room to room and I did not have my shoes on, but I had my socks on. Okay. And I walked past. Now, wearing glasses is a different animal because people don't realize it. It actually lowers your field of vision. Okay. You've only got what's inside those rims.
Right.
Okay. Exactly. Anything outside of it, it's a blur. Even though it is a blur to begin with, it's even more so because you're only focusing on inside the rim. So, sure enough, I'm stepping over the vacuum cleaner out of perspective. And I go full blast, like I'm at full gate, and I just hear this crunch.
Ooh.
And then I go, oh, so my right toe, ring finger toe, if you will.
Oh, my.
Is as big as my big toe. Yeah, I think I broke that little bone in there. And there's nothing you could do about it except just go, oh, well, the bone's broken.
You know, again, you have to hobble on it.
Yeah. Put shoes and socks on and go, ouch, ooh, ouch. Ooh,
well, you say, one of the things that I was determined once I had lost this leg was that falling down stuff is not for me.
No.
I am not into that. It's like, and I tell you, I look really stupid, but I'm very deliberate in my movements because, like I say, falling down is number one. When you only have one leg and you have a prosthetic, it is a real pain in the butt to try and get some kind of level to where you can lift yourself up without having to have to body lift the entire package.
True.
You know? So, you know, again, I have fallen once since I lost my leg. And that was the New Year's Day after I lost my leg because I was working at the station and I was trying to get out of there in a hurry, and I turned and my foot didn't. And down
stapled, stapled to the ground.
And so I was down, and then I was trying to get up, and it's like, and you know what the lunchroom looks like. You've got a desk there, but if you lean on that desk, it's going to end up in the floor.
Yeah. There's no, no support.
No. So it's like, I'm trying. So I get myself, I pull myself up to where I can sit up, and I call 911. And then it's like, I go to try and proceed to get myself up. And yeah, it's like, a couple of shots of morphine later, I was fine.
Mm. So did they had to come get, come pick you up?
Oh yeah. Well, no, they didn't have to pick me up. I picked myself up.
Oh, okay.
I refuse to let people see me down like that. I just will not. It's like, it would kill me. So it's like, no, you don't have to help me up. And I'll tell you why that happened, Dan. Because when I was in the hospital, there was a time I had to get out of bed, and they had these three nurses.
Oh my gosh.
And the three nurses, you know, again, all put together, probably weren't as big as I was. So they got ready to start lifting me up, and they dropped me on the floor. That was a wake up call. That is not ever happening again. Never going to have to worry about that again, because like I say, nobody's ever going to see me down like that.
Yeah. But you know what? The most important thing is the chances of you stubbing your right toe are about nil. So.
Thank goodness for this break. Shadow, you will return to the Slade and Mason Show.
Today in history, June 12th, 1418, an insurrection delivers Paris to the Burgundines, in which case they had some port wine to go with it. 1775, British General Thomas Gage declares martial law in Massachusetts at the start of the American Revolution. The British do offer a pardon to all colonists who lay down their arms. However, there are two exceptions, that's Sam Adams and John Hancock. They're to be hanged. Sam Adams went on to make that really great beer, and John Hancock started that insurance company. 1939, shooting begins in Paramount Pictures of Dr. Cyclops. It's the first horror film photographed in three-strip Technicolor. That's where the camera simultaneously exposes three strips of black and white film. The light passing through the camera is divided into two beams with a beam splitter. One beam passes through a green filter, the other one blocked with the red and blue. And finally, 1994, the Boeing 777 is the world's largest twin engine and makes its first flight. Commonly referred to as the 777, had a capacity of over 300 to 550 passengers. Why it's so big, it occupies two zip codes. The wingspan was so long, if you walked from one edge to the other, it would take you 6 weeks. The top end of the airplane expands into the outer atmosphere. It was the first fly-by-wire commercial aircraft, which means you could remotely access it from the ground. Inside, there were 7 tennis courts, 16 basketball courts, 14 hot tubs, but sadly, one bathroom. I'm Dan Mason, and that's June 12th.
Yeah.
Today in history, June 13th, 313. The Edict of Milan, signed by Constantine the Great and co-emperor, granting religious freedom throughout the Roman Empire, is posted in Wikipedia. Nicomedia. Whatever. 1893. Grover Cleveland undergoes secret surgery to remove a large cancerous growth portion of his jaw. The operation was not revealed to the public until 1917, 9 years after the president's death. This, of course, because the cancer's growth went on to win the House of Representatives and almost made it into the Senate. 1927, aviator Charles Lindbergh receives a ticker tape parade down the Fifth Avenue in New York City. And then he had to hang out and clean it all up. 1970, coinciding with the breakup, The Long and Winding Road becomes the Beatles' last number one song.
What? The Beatles broke up? Freddie, how long are we going to keep that secret from me? Oh, man.
1983. Pioneer 10 becomes the first man-made object to leave the solar system as it passes by the orbit of Neptune. Well, it was either that or a Super Bowl I was playing with in 1975. I whacked it down the ground, went up, and never saw it again. And finally, 2010. A capsule of the Japanese spacecraft Hayabusa contains particles of asteroid 25143 Itawaka. Returns to Earth. The dust collected from the asteroid's surface was believed to have been exposed there for about 8 million years. Of course, it's kind of hard to know that since no one was around at the birth of the asteroid. If you ask me, I think they're just guessing. I mean, it's not like it's date stamped or something. I'm Dan Mason, and that's June 13th.
Don't waste your time going to Mackey's or Brimley's. You'll wind up having to go to the dunny for 20 minutes after eating. Their meat can be a dead dodgy. Plus, you'll be risking needing to take a sickie. If you're looking to get your evening tea, you need to set your eyes on a Joey Burger from Pouchy's, fresh from the outback. At Pouchy's, we don't like to call them roadkill. We like to call it nature's reclamation. We have spotters all throughout Australia, spotting a downed boomer or flyer within moments of getting hit by a Yuri. The roos are dropped into a giant-sized stubby holder packed with ice, and then add to our facility for processing. The meat is lean, delicious, and really good for you. So if you're ready for the best tasting burger that'll have you returning to us faster than a twice-chucked boomerang, come on down to Pouchy's for an amazing Joey Burger. Fresh from the road? Come on down to Pouchy's. You'll be glad you did.
Seems to me that I hear music coming through the kitchen door. I hear Dinah washing china, but I never heard the song before.
Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah, strumming on the old banjo. Dinah didn't make no pudding, didn't make the apple pie. 'Cause she's pitching in the kitchen with the apple of her eye.
Someone's in the kitchen, someone's there, I know. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Somebody's in the kitchen, someone's there, I know. Someone's in the kitchen, strumming on the old banjo.
Tell me, Dinah, what's all that doolin', doolin'? Dinah, I hear you
Wonder who it can be who's taking her from me. Go home, go home, go home.
If that banjo keeps ringing, Southland he's swinging, swinging his way back home. Ho, ho.
Overheard the neighbors saying, couldn't be your cousin Joe. What's that button? Can't be your cousin, 'cause he died a year ago.
Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. Someone's in the kitchen with Dinah.
I can hear them strumming, humming soft and low. Come on out of the kitchen, get away from the old banjo.
And now, for reasons I can't even explain, we return you now to the Slade and Mason Show.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm J.D. Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade and Mason Show. Okay, that was Someone's in the Kitchen with Dinah.
Yeah, right. It's like, we know what they're doing in the kitchen with Dinah.
That was Johnny Mercer and the Berries.
Oh, you are going to get nailed on that one, because Johnny Mercer is a very, very famous musician. So, yeah, you're going to get nailed on that one.
Yeah, yeah. That's if I post these up on YouTube. I don't post these up on YouTube because I can't figure it out anymore.
I noticed a post that you made. And, you know, again, and it brought to mind an idea that I dislike the fact of people who say things like first annual. You can't have a first annual. You just can't.
I didn't say first annual. Am I?
No, but what you posted was, how can something be a classic?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Hold on a second. Hold on. All right. First off. Today is National Klutz in the Kitchen Day. So this is your day. So that's what that's all about. That's why we play this song. And
if you burn cornflakes, you're a klutz.
There you go. Boy, I'll tell you, that music, those white people can really they could take some classics and really do something special with them. Let me just say that. Speaking of special, this portion of the Slade and Mason Show is brought to you by I See Something, I See Treats. Give them a call, 804-617-8827. My buddy Sheila and her husband. We'll be out in their red truck today. It is hot. And I if you go to their Facebook page, which is I See Something, I See, you'll learn more about the special treats that they have, great for birthday parties, corporate events, fundraisers, and lots more. Give them a call, 804-617-8827. Their website is www.ice. It's an onomatopoeia. That's the problem. It's ICEYSOMETHIN. Leave the G off, for goodness sakes. ICEY.com. Oh my gosh. She's going to get me. Give them a call, 804-617-8827, and tell them JD sent you.
Yeah. See, this is what happens when you try to ad lib cold copy.
Only been talking about it for how many years now? What's the name of our sponsor again? All right. So, yes.
I see somebody I see.
Brought to you by Bob's Mortuary. There you go. So, So I posted a picture this past week of the new offering that Burger King has, and it's their extra crispy hand-breaded chicken sandwich, which I've been touting as being the most wonderful chicken sandwich there is. But you're right. It says new, like N-E-W exclamation point, new. And they call it their what do they call it? Cha-chicken? That's what they call it. They call it a cha-chicken. They call it a cha-chicken sandwich. And then underneath, as a subtitle, it says classic.
It's brand new, but it's now a classic.
No, it's a classic. And I'm thinking, how can that be?
See, again, there, did you know?
No.
Do you know that the term binge-worthy is a non-existent word?
Yeah, but everybody understands what it means.
Marketing teams.
It's like the Slade and Mason Show is binge-worthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's binge-worthy. But it's like the word itself is a marketing term, because there is no such thing as being binge-worthy of anything.
Right.
Nothing. So, I mean, but you will find that more people use binge-worthy as, you know, again, television shows, they're binge-worthy.
Yeah.
In other words, they're pieces of crap. So,
It'll just drone on Yeah, I know a lot of advertising terms were made up.
Yeah.
That's
because the guys on Fifth Avenue, they just thought, okay, we can fool them, because the American public is generally stupid. So, you know, we can fool them. They'll go, yeah.
That was the name. But mind you, that was back in the 1940s. And nowadays, people are just as stupid.
Well, I tell you, they're just a special kind of stupid, aren't they?
They're as lame brain as it gets, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Yeah, see, again, there's another one of those terms.
Lame brain? Lame brain.
Nitwick. Nincompoop.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Oh, they're selling ding dongs again. The Drake's company is back selling ding dongs.
Oh, yeah.
So let me ask you this. So, before we started the Slade Mason show, I was sleeping. Okay. So, but here's the deal. I wasn't, because I'm breaking in a new pillow. That is the worst. That's the worst. Breaking in a new pillow is the worst. The old one finally went screaming out of the room. It was a flat pancake. It was actually a down pillow. You ever owned a down pillow before?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, every once in a while you get feathers coming out of it.
Yeah, it's more like chicken feathers, but they call it down. You know, who am I gonna, you know, what do I got, like a DNA testing machine? Give me a break.
We could get that tech.
Yeah. Anyway, so the down pillow finally gave up the ghost.
It finally went down.
I'm sure there was a pun intended on that one. But I'll tell you, you know, when you get a brand new pillow, brand spanking new, it's got all that heavy duty, you know, fluff to it. That's not good, because, you know, you're used to, you know.
What's in the pillow?
It's a polystyrene. Leftover. It's leftover 45s.
They do not make pillows the way they should make them.
No,
they should make pillows they should use. Even if you got to use chicken feathers, they should use feathers and seal that thing. And after you've had it for 4 or 5 years, all of a sudden you go to hit it, and all of a sudden feathers pop out. That's a real pillow.
I can't afford a $75 pillow. So
it was about that $5.99 styrofoam.
No, I wouldn't do that. It was $3.87. But anyway, so I guess you get what you pay for. But man, that was one rough night of sleep. I think I had about 2 hours sleep. And by the way, I have no idea what that building was that I was inside of. So you had come down the corridor. There's this long, like, abandoned bar where there's like a toaster oven sitting up on top. And they got this, it was Victorian in design, and it opened up into a back room. And I'm thinking, this is like a diner gone bad. Anyway, I'm sharing you with my dream. And then this attorney guy who's been dead for 10 years, he comes back, he's talking to me. I'm like, do people talk to you when you're dreaming who have passed away, JD?
No.
You don't have dreams about people like who passed away?
No. Like I say, it's like if they're dead, they're dead. You know, they're earthworm food.
But you don't have like dreams of them coming back and talking to you and having conversations?
No, I really don't. It's like, you know, again, the dead are dead. It's like I'm fortunate in that way. It's like, you know, again, I sometimes wish that they would, but, you know.
No, I'm not saying they're actually alive, because they are dead.
But in your dreams, they're talking to you.
Yeah.
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 No.
Yeah.
No, it's like I still have dreams of being like Superman and, you know, again, being able to jump out of windows and JD,
I got some news for you. You can't fly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Have a nice nap.
Yeah, I got just a gift for you, brother, because I forgot one more thing that I have to talk about before you get into the worst things that you could eat. The Staten Island Advance newspaper says that some people are placing cicadas on their salads.
Again with cicadas.
Yes, they call for cicadas to be coated in panko and then deep fried. Dried cicadas are then placed on a kale salad with a light dressing and Parmesan cheese. those who've had the salad say that the cicadas have the texture of fried shrimp.
They're great.
They have got to stop telling that lie. I'm sorry. That's like that Dan Mason lie he tells every week. We're like a radio show. No, we, yes, we are.
It says right here on this piece of paper, it's like a radio program. It says, look, see?
I know. And somebody wrote that lie. Like, we need to find out who wrote it so that we can sue them.
Can you see it? Look.
Yeah, look, right there on my microphone. There it is.
Where'd that coffee stain come from? Okay. So, all right. So, I'm ready to play the music.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
All right. Let me pop it up and then bring it down. Here we go. Hold on.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the fattest nation in the world. And you know why?
Because we're fat.
We're push away from the table. And of course, Madison Avenue is going to make sure that we stay nice and big and plump and fat. Here we go. Vegan Foods and Living says a Burger King opened a meat-free restaurant yesterday in Germany.
What's the point?
The company is selling a plant-based Whopper, plant-based nuggets, and a new plant-based Whopper wrap. The restaurant will only be open for 4 days.
And then they shut down the operation. Go, that was fun. Oh, gosh.
All right. You remember, you see, I cannot get away from cicadas. A couple of weeks ago, I told you that vets were saying, don't let your dogs and cats eat cicadas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, WLKY says that the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore is feeding cicadas to their animals. Snakes, lizards, frogs, turtles, and birds love the crunchy snacks. The prairie dogs, chimps, and elephants can't stand them.
Elephants are smart.
All right. You know Joey Chestnut, don't you?
Yeah. Right, how many cicadas can he eat?
Well, yeah, he hasn't tried that, but he did. He recently chugged a gallon of milk in 13 seconds.
Wow.
I mean, you know, a gallon of milk in 13 seconds. Good God.
Wow.
I just cannot imagine. All right, hey, I got to tell you, there's some bad news in our food stock. It's like Starbucks is facing a nationwide supply of shortages and running out of pastries, sandwiches, syrups, iced coffee, and cups.
Must be a sugar shortage.
And here's two tastes that you are absolutely in love with, Dano. Bro Bible says that Bud Light is creating and releasing a new hard seltzer flavor called Pumpkin Spice.
Yeah.
The other new flavors include toasted marshmallow and maple pear. Most companies are waiting until late August or early September to release their new pumpkin spice products.
No.
Wow.
No, because you got to realize, wait, you got to realize Halloween is right around the corner.
Okay. So NBC News says that McDonald's French fries are grown on land owned by Bill and Melinda Gates.
I heard about that.
Bill's French fry land is the size of Hong Kong. And last but certainly not least, Totally the Bomb says Kool-Aid pickles continue to trend. People are posting videos of themselves dipping pickles into glasses and mason jars full of Kool-Aid. Some enthusiasts dip the pickles in the Kool-Aid before sprinkling them with Kool-Aid mix. People are sick. But there again, this is why you'll never wear a small t-shirt again.
I think I just threw up in my mouth.
Pickles and Kool-Aid, man.
Oh, that hurts. That's terrible.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes, it's like we like bringing you best in news, and of course it's our take on it. So don't get your underwear in a knot.
Oh my God.
You people do this. See, I can't talk about it unless somebody does it.
Yeah. So I want to talk to you a little bit about something that I made an observation about. Okay. So here you go. So what's the nominal blood pressure? 120 over 80, right? That's
120
like
over 80.
Yeah, yes. That's like that we'd like our just be like 120 over 80, just be 120 over 80. So I purchased about, I don't know, 9-10 years ago. From Rite Aid, a blood pressure electronic battery operated thing, just for fun and giggles. And I'm bebopping around the house And I figure, all right, I'm gonna check my blood pressure. So I put it on, and it's like 167 over 150. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Jesus, I better let me check it again. 149 over 110. That's still pretty high. So I'm sitting there, and I'm just sitting, I'm relaxing and relaxing. All of a sudden, 120 over 80. And I'm thinking, now wait a minute. How many people out there are stressing out? They go into the doctor's office, they sit down, they get their blood pressure.
Yeah, Mr. Chagalski, you have hypertension.
What? Well, I've been healthy. I've been jogging all my life.
We're going to be putting you on these special statins.
Lisinopril one of those wonderful blood pressure medications.
And it's going to bring your blood pressure down.
Metformin.
And the next thing you know, they come in, they go,
yeah, your blood pressure is just not coming down. I guess we're going to have to we're going to take a little more radical action. We're going to have you this is heavy duty drugs. You're going to make your and I'm thinking, you know, maybe just maybe your blood pressure doesn't stay the same all the flipping time. Maybe it fluctuates based upon what's going on with your system.
They need to stop allowing everyday people to buy these instruments.
Maybe you have gas built up and it's pushing on your blood.
They need to stop letting everyday people buy any of these things. Blood pressure cuffs,
thermometers, Band-Aids.
Yeah, because it's like as soon as you see something wrong, mm-hmm. Well, the first thing you're going to do is panic.
That's right.
Well, that's going to raise your blood pressure right there.
Yes.
There it is. There you go. Okay. So now you're up to 140 over 95.
Right. And you see the guy rushing into the doctor's office with his battery operated. Look, I'm dying. I'm dying.
Mm-hmm. And by the time he gets into the doctor's office, now he's raced up the stairs. His blood pressure is still going mm-hmm. up. By the time he gets up there, it's now 200 over 140.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's funny because I go over when I give blood, when we were giving blood back when we were all working together, I'd have to go from the far end of the building all the way over to the down the stairs, up the stairs, back into the back of the little building. And I sit down and I go, well, check your blood. Wow, your blood pressure's a little high. You okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just ran like half a flipping mile.
So, you know, again, it's like when I got out of the hospital, they tried to put me on lisinopril. The very first day, my blood pressure was, I think, 70 over 40.
Ooh.
So, you know, that went out the window. I stopped taking lisinopril right then.
Yeah.
You know, again, I don't have problems with blood pressure. And since I quit smoking, my lungs and respiratory system are in pretty good doggone shape.
Well.
Even though I have substituted one, which makes you feel real good, for one that makes you feel real bad, you know, so again, I'm doing good things for my body.
Yes.
It's making the temporal lobes in my forehead just feel so good.
Yeah, so if you're gonna ruin your lungs, you might as well have a good time doing it.
That's exactly right. It's like, although no, there are those people who smoke cigarettes and go, well, I don't care, I like it.
And then they smell like a dirty ashtray for the rest of their day.
I'm telling you, man. Yeah.
Gosh.
Like it doesn't bother me when people smoke around me.
Nope.
You know, again, I can accept that because it's like I knew what that was like.
Correct.
But it's just I also know. Wait a minute. Let me see here.
Well, if you think
Barrick Duraker.
Uh-huh.
You know, again, the living chimney here. I'm betting you that guy smokes three packs a day.
You know, he could probably just wake up in the morning and just go, just get from when his lungs are got full up.
Just beat on his chest and all that extra smoke comes out. You know? But no, smoking is a bad habit and it's terrible. And it's like, and I was lucky, like I say, I only had to lose a leg so I could quit smoking. So,
mm-hmm.
But it was well worth it.
Yeah.
Like I say, guess what? I look at my leg and I think, oh, hell no, I ain't smoking.
Oh my gosh. Oh, what do you think?
People think that I, you know, that I have a very good attitude about this.
Mm.
No, it's like, but what the hell am I gonna do? Am I gonna complain and whine and cry? I did it. So, you know, hey, just own it. Look at it and make fun of it.
That's
like,
right.
You know, again, even though it does like some of it looks like a used condom.
And it goes sloop when you take it off. So the Oh, my. The things we're talking about today. So, so let's do a little bit of science. I was walking with a dog the other day.
Weird science. Dun, dun,
dun. Now, as you know, we've had a lot of rain in the year. Past 48 hours, we had, I don't know, 6 feet of rain or something ridiculous like that. Anyway, and all the little gullies and places where water can accumulate have done just that. They've accumulated. And there is a family, and I mean family. There's a teeny tiny little turtle is about 6 inches wide and about 8 inches long. And then mom is about 6 by 10.
And then I saw dad. Dad was about a foot by about 10 inches.
And they were all snappers. So, and apparently there seemed to be no more toads in that general area. And Junior looks well fed.
Yes, so, snappers are dangerous, man.
I think there's a correlation. Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. But now dad went for a walk a week prior and was sitting in the middle of the roadway. And one of the little kids was coming over and go, "Oh, look at this cute frog." And I said, "I wouldn't put your body near that animal because they move a lot faster than you think they can. And they like to bite down." Yeah. So.
All right. I got a quick story to pass along to you.
All right.
All right. There's a guy, my doctor told me this story. It's like he had a friend come down from Texas.
Dr. Benny Bum.
Where, you know, everything is bigger in Texas.
Yeah.
So it's like he's taking this doctor along with him. And it's like, and he goes, "Hey, what's that?" Mm-hmm. And the guy said, "Oh, that's a bear." "Oh, man, that ain't no bear. That's a cub. Bears are huge, giant things." So they go a little farther and there's a white-tailed buck. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, "What is that?" And the guy goes, "Hey, it's a white-tailed buck." "Man, in Texas, that ain't no white-tailed buck. That's a puppy." So they come a little farther and they come upon this gigantic snapping turtle. Mm-hmm. And the guy goes, "What the hell is that?" He said, "Tick."
That's cute.
I know some funny people, so it's like I have to rely on them in case I run out of funny.
All right. So you mentioned Texas, and I get it. Okay. So
my ex is live in Texas.
Do you remember the big huge craze? Let me run it this way. All right. This past winter, Texas kind of fell apart.
Yes, they did, boy. And they're not used to seeing snow.
And let me tell you, one of the problems was that in Texas, you don't have when you plug in your dryer, you don't have to pay the closest electric company. You can pay some guy in Oshkosh, Texas, right? And he will send you a bill. That's how it works in Texas. So they all finagle and they play games and they move money around. And, "Hey, I'm going to buy 40,000 kilowatts from you this Thursday." "Great. All right. Well, here's your 40,000 kilowatts. And I disperse it out to my peeps and I send them a bill and I keep the profits. And this is what's going on in Texas. And it's very similar to, if you remember when the whole long distance, when you had to pay to get long distance. And they were like, every 7-Eleven on the planet, get your long distance cards. Because what they're doing is they're buying blocks of long distance cards and then reselling it. I'm seeing the same thing happening in Texas to the point where, and I took a phone call this past week, and this guy, he was a reseller, and I'll just say
speaking coherently, it was English. That was his primary language. But this guy was just like, I have some salespeople and they're really great and they're the best there are. I'm going to make millions of dollars. I'm like, what are you talking about, man? Yeah. So it was a train wreck. And I think we're going to see another train wreck in Texas. So anyway, that's it for me. That's going to be it for JD. And
hi, I'm JD Slade.
I'm Dan Mason.
And this is the Slade Mason Show.
What happened?
You left us on such a positive note. God, what's wrong with you? Save those stories for the beginning of the show.
say goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Slade.
Goodbye, Mr. Mason.
Can we get these boys a little more coffee? Put some Irish mist in this one. It's the guy who wants it light and creamy and sugary. He needs some Irish mist. No, what is TH what? No, not that right now. Not right. He's got something scheduled for later. No, come
eight
on.
8 minutes. 8 minutes.
He's got 8 minutes. He's got his sketch. Freddy, no. Don't eat that. Put that. Give it over here. Put in this drink. Here we go, Mr. Slate.
Yeah.
Take a sip. Delicious.
Yeah.
Bye, boys and girls.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
Quack, 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 quack. Now, I want you to listen to the show all over again once you have finished this. It's like, and listen to it again and listen to all the stuff that you missed the first time around.
Yeah, because it was jam-packed with stuff.
Funny stuff.
So
funny.
And we'll be back next week.
Yes, yes. Hey, yes. Good Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
It's so funny.
You won, funny mofo.